Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Matt and Naya for getting us up and running.
Before
and
we thank anybody else, we want to thank you for listening. And also, the sixth caller to the Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win 4 tickets to the 2025 Chicago Auto Show. Don't want to miss that. February 8th to the 17th at McCormick Place. For more information, chicagoautoshow.com. For more tickets, visit tickets.drivechicago.com.
And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
And for listening on this Wednesday, January 15th.
Can you believe we're halfway through January? It seems crazy. And the Bears might be halfway through their coach search.
Maybe.
Thanks to our guy, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Levine against DeJounte Murray on a post-up. Turnaround jump, 18-footer. No. Weak side rebound, Giddey. The handoff to Levine, and he puts it in with a two-handed dunk. What a pass. What a rebound by Josh Giddey.
That's so beautiful. Honoring the single basket. Bucket that Zach managed in the first half. And, and thank you, Brandon, for bringing that up.
David tough toenails, as we say in the business.
Excuse me?
Tough toenails.
Is that a
as
thing?
As we say in the business.
Yes.
No, I think the as we say in the business was the thing that was supposed to be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a Layla Wednesday! Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Go
already
Layla.
Just beginning.
Go Layla.
And here is Marshall Harris. Up working out at 4 a.m.
Hey, listen. It doesn't happen all the time.
Pretty impressive.
But I listened to the entire show up until my sitting down at my desk. From the 2-point Mitch. I noticed that too, David. I just want to point that out.
You listened to it live. I listened to it on Rewind.
It
I'm sorry, guys. I hack it.
That's
so
good.
I heard your pick six segment with the one bucket from Zach Levine at the half.
Is that hilarious?
And your tough toenails.
So
I heard all of that.
And we've got Dan, too. Dan Bernstein.
Save your time.
Whoa.
Mike Tomlin-esque.
Save your time.
Save your time is harsh.
He's trying to let people know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm Mike Tomlin. Who cares if I don't have a playoff win since 2016?
He's been there 6 years in a row. He's never had a losing season. Why all the... While the shade throwing at Mike Tomlin.
Oh, no. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just giving all of you Mike McCarthy haters some things that they need
I will
to
trust Mike Tomlin with a game clock over Mike McCarthy.
Okay, that's one aspect.
Dan, what religion is Mike Tomlin? Have you looked into
it? That's a great question.
I have no idea.
The religion
is football.
So is
he qualified or unqualified to be a Bears head coach?
Oh, I don't. As long as you go to church with Ginny, I don't think it matters.
Ooh.
Man.
There he goes.
Tomlin is a Christian who attends a Christian and Missionary Alliance church, just for reference.
Look at that research.
That's pretty
it's called
good.
Google, Dan. It's free.
That's fast. Well, you know, that has always been an important thing to the Bears to be part of their family in that regard. So it has been a criterion in the past.
Well, hey, legally, isn't it supposed to not be?
Correct. But I know for a fact it has been asked about before.
Why are we using godless AI to tell us an answer to a question about religion?
Aren't there specific godful AIs?
No, they're all godless.
Depends on
they have
you
no
ask.
Soul, Dan.
I know they use up a lot of energy. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's true.
Just out here burning.
None of this will come up at the interview with Arthur Smith this morning.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Wait, is Arthur Smith is this morning?
What is he? What's his?
Is that here?
No, you're right. Is that in person?
You would think somebody who's from the FedEx family would be in person.
No,
yeah, you think they could send him here in a box?
He actually sits on top of one of those special three-trailer FedEx trucks.
I think the ones where the wind is like a nemesis. Dan, I think Smith is from the Manor Born. He could probably afford his own first-class ticket.
That's right.
Or do you think he's like, I'm going to deliver the offense?
Or is it like Tom Hanks's character in Castaway with all of those just eye-rolling thematic statements about how much time means and things need to be where they're supposed to be in a certain amount of time?
I have made fire!
Yeah, but you remember I hadn't seen that movie in a long time, and Zemeckis can be just a total hack, and it just makes you, like, at the end, I've always said at the end of the movie when he's literally standing at a crossroads, I think I was in the theater when I actually couldn't stifle myself saying, "Oh, come on!" But when you see the beginning of that movie and he's giving these grandiose speeches about time, and it's like, "Come on, man! Just get on the island already."
If I want a grandiose speech about time, I just listen to what the boy said: that time won't give you time, and time makes lovers feel like they got something real. They got nothing but time.
Hey, while we're here, can I also throw some shade on a very celebrated writer?
Please.
Okay.
Aaron Sorkin. The way you portray women is clear that you have an axe to grind. Let it go. Also, nobody talks like that.
My God, do they talk? That's so funny, the way they talk.
The walk and talk?
Yeah. West Wing was beautiful. Like, that was a picture that was painted at a time.
It was very good.
But his, women just aren't that neurotic.
The newsroom or whatever.
I did like West Wing, though.
West Wing was phenomenal.
West Wing was great. Like it was a
but
time.
What was the one?
And A Few Good Men is
the newsroom.
Good.
I'm like, God. People would ask me about that. Women aren't like that, and a newsroom isn't either.
Everyone in the newsroom had the snappy retorts. It was it was just like unrealistic.
It's fanciful, out of touch, and projection.
If you're around people in a newsroom, they don't talk like that. They're a bit dull-witted, frankly.
If they talked like that, newspapers wouldn't have gone out of business.
We're talking about TV newsrooms or newspaper newsrooms?
I only have been in
newspaper newsrooms, but I wouldn't.
Right, but Molly, if you did a whole show where everybody talked like Dave Feldman, I don't know if anybody's going to want to watch.
It'd be an unbelievable. Right. It'd be like the greatest 15 minutes ever, and then everyone would turn it off. Right.
Sports Night was also great. Like, the 90s were an excellent time for Aaron Sorkin. But after that, that's where I take offense.
Okay.
With the portrayal of women especially.
Are you saying women were portrayed differently in the 90s, or you're saying women have outgrown those portrayals from the 90s?
I do think that there are typical archetypes that people lean on because they don't do the research, sure. But I think, like, talk to women and you know they wouldn't talk like that.
More women writers is what it sounds like to me. That's what
or
you
just
mean.
Talk to women, too. That always helps. But,
yeah, what did you think of the way that James Brooks portrayed Holly Hunter's character in Broadcast News?
That's like 1985.
When he said Holly Hunter, I was like, are you going to Broadcast News?
Yes, 40 years ago, where she cries every morning as she puts the receiver down on the rotary phone.
After she picks it, remember, she stops at the newspaper kiosks and puts quarters in and buys every actual paper newspaper.
I think before the internet, you could paint beautiful pictures of what you think industries are like. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people still attempt to do that today, despite not having facts in front of them.
If you ever see the movie The Paper, have you ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That is a very good portrayal of a newsroom. They
did the research.
They have the guy that, like, chains his chair to his desk. Like, there was a guy like that.
Well, Molly,
what
the newspapers used to be.
Well, that's
I don't think one of us could probably tell you what it's like now.
Oh, yeah.
And the virtual newsroom,
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
But that movie captured a time,
well,
I thought.
My experience, too, like my experience in 1989, that summer in the WBBM Channel 2 newsroom, it was pretty dramatic. It really was. It was just the whole thing would fill with smoke, and that was in, you know, Walter Jacobson and Bill Curtis. And
we're talking about TV now. Okay.
Yeah, but there were all, I mean, and shouting matches between the news director and the executive producer. And I, you know, I was like, wow, this is a big city damn newsroom in here. You know, people, you know, walking through the hallways, you know, pointing with their cigars and yelling at people. So that was it. I was pretty impressed with how cinematic it was for my experience.
I think there are aspirational portrayals, and those work well in Hollywood still. And I think there are actual portrayals.
Thank you.
And those are the ones that, you know, the industry types appreciate. The Bear, I've heard, is an accurate portrayal.
I've worked in a lot of newsrooms. They have been starkly different depending on where you are. And
but don't you think, Dan, and I really believe this, that some of those images that you lived through were actually kind of created by people portraying newsrooms.
Absolutely. I definitely think that people felt they had to kind of live up to
life
their image as hard-bitten, you know, big city news people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no question, with the, you know, the sleeves rolled up and the loosened tie and down to the whole look, no doubt.
Right.
No
Meanwhile,
doubt.
I just had a droll producer who would take a red pen to our entire paper and slash.
Those were the glory days.
Actually, just a circle with the word bad on a headline.
But in Spotlight, the way that Liev Schreiber plays Marty Baron in that way, remember taking out all the adjectives and, you know, fuming about the use of adjectives?
Mm-hmm. I'm a subject verb object girl.
What do you guys have?
A lot of that.
A lot
frankly.
Of old movie references.
I love
references.
A good simple sentence structure.
We are going to give you the state of the Bears coaching search as it stands. We're going to be tracking who's where and who has talked in person and virtually. We had a very strange and dramatic move in the head coaching odds for the Bears.
Yeah.
And it's not something I know a lot about, so maybe we'll get some expertise on that one. Mike Florio at 11, high noon, 11:40. Dave Revson of Big Ten Network is going to talk about the national championship game at 12:25. Talk a little bit about some of the Bears stadium stuff and dig into all of this juicy Caleb Williams audio today.
All righty. Have a great one.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.